Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace. What up, family? We are back in the building. This is Cosmic Kev, a.k.a. Brother Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Assalamu alaikum, Hotep Abarigani. This is Brother Mufasa.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, family. We are back again another week. At Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all got to think. Thank the family for joining us as we wind down 2021. It's been a lot going on. If you don't know, now you know we are in the future. They be like, wait till the future. The future is now. You feel me? So, yeah, we here. You know, hopefully we go share some interesting conversation with the family. Make sure y'all call us. Make sure y'all hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport, so, you know, we love to hear from the family. We love to hear, you know, what's been going on this week, your thoughts on everything, so we can have a better perspective as we move forward, you dig? So hope everybody had a good week, and we're about to get this show started. Before we get started, though, Queen Rigel, do you have any announcements, and how was your week, my sister?
I had a very productive season. The only announcement I have right now is to wish my baby girl, the last that steps out, no more after this. My baby girl just turned 16. I wanted to just give her a special shout-out, tell her happy birthday. I love her, and with her work, I'm proud of her. And that's my announcement.
Hey.
The last.
That's what they
Oh, yeah, my brother Mufasa. Yeah, my brother Mufasa. How was your week, my brother? Any announcements for us?
Yes, sir. All is good. I was just acknowledging Rigel that they always say the last, and then all of a sudden, surprise, surprise, here come another.
Oh, it ain't so Rigel.
But I want to make an announcement, and hopefully Rigel don't mind me sharing this, because she told me something, and I think it deserves some acknowledgement. You know, a gift was given upon her daughter, which is my niece, a birthday gift of 5 C notes. And this unaverage 16-year-old girl returned 400 of the 500 and said, "I don't even need that much." What 16-year-old does that? So I'm acknowledging her for being a special individual, and I appreciate, you know, the things that she do in her heart and her kindness, and I hope that I could be around to.
That's right.
I hope I can be around to see her grow, continue to grow to a fine young person. So I wanted to acknowledge that. And outside of that, no major announcements.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm going to follow up, you know, piggyback on what y'all said. definitely happy birthday to Abby, our niece. She's an amazing young woman, you know, full of talent, full of, you know, just got the world in front of her. So, you know, if nobody told her, if I ain't told you before, Abby, we appreciate you. We love you. Like Brother Mufasa said, I hope I'm around to just see you develop into the best Abby that you can be. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to compete with nobody. You ain't got to do what everybody else is doing. Just do you. You know what I'm saying? Just be the best.
Do you.
The best person that you can be. You know what I'm saying? And that's good enough. So salute to her. It was her birthday at 16. It's a milestone, you dig. And, yeah, she definitely deserves, you know, all the gifts and accolades that she's received up to this point. So shout out to her. You feel me? But, yeah, we here, family. That's part of our Collective Minds family, no doubt. So we are here. We appreciate everybody joining us. It's been, you know, a few things going on this week. Just real quick, another rapper was killed this week. You know, semi-known, like if you're in the circles of hip-hop and you pay attention, it was a brother named Slim 400. He was, you know, closely related to the rapper YG. You know, they was from the same hood, but it was just a disturbing video. And what I don't like is, you know, we just become so numb to black death and, you know, black people being killed. It's like, it's almost disturbing because they even had the video of this brother Slim 400. He was sitting in his driveway. The killer ran up on him and dragged him out the car, was shooting him, and dude, he was trying to hold on to his leg. He dragged him for a little bit, put some more shots in him. It was just a graphic video, and to be honest, I hate I even clicked on it. You know what I'm saying? But another rapper has passed away. You know what I'm saying? All that to say, another rapper has not passed away. I'm sorry. Let me correct myself. Another rapper has been shot. You know, these ain't just passing away deaths. These are rappers that are getting shot. And as a fan of hip-hop, as somebody who grew up in the culture in hip-hop, I just hate to see this. And it seems like every other week, man, you like I say, if you Google the rappers that have been shot, it's a list of dozens, you know, if not hundreds of rappers that have been shot. And I just think that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's ridiculous. As a culture, we got to do better. You know, I bear whatever responsibility as a, you know, as a in between generations, not a super elder, but, you know, I'm getting up there. So, but it's just sad, man. And I don't like that, so I just want to put that out there. Another rapper has passed. And when does
it stop?
I saw that
video,
you know what
also,
I mean? Yeah, what
I
you
saw
think
that
about
video
it,
too, you know. But he was, hey, I give it to him. He was trying to fight back. He was trying.
Yeah, he was.
You know, to fight back. This was actually his third time being shot. He had been shot
right.
The first time. He was shot twice. Then I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago, he was actually shot 9 times. And I remember seeing some of his videos, and he was like, you know, he ain't trying to get in no mess no more. But lo and behold, this happened.
Yeah.
I don't know what all the circumstances were around it, but,
right.
Man, what was this brother into or doing to be targeted 3 times, you know? So I can't sit here and say he's a perfect individual. I mean, you got to be into something to be shot 3 times on 3 separate occasions. Yeah, it is horrible. It is sad that you know, the brother had to succumb to violence that way. You know, I would love to see things change, but it don't appear that it's slowing down, not a bit. You know, I actually was talking to one of my FOR brothers in Chicago, just asking him about, you know, how he's feeling with dealing with the violence in Chicago. Because, you know, they on the streets there. The FOI, they on the streets trying to make a difference. And it's like no matter what we do to combat this stuff, it's like it just, you can never fully eradicate it. And what scares me is sometimes, you know, it seems like it's just growing. Like, in this year, in this day and age, with all the opportunities that we have, I still have trouble understanding why some young men and women just give up and just resort to violence. And then not only do we resort to violence, but just to not even care, like, to do these things and have no remorse for it. You know?
Right.
Really sad. But I guess it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Chicago, too, because also this week, Kanye and Drake, you know, they squashed their little beef or whatever, and they had a benefit concert in the L.A. Coliseum to free Larry Hoover. You know, for those that don't know, Larry Hoover is an OG from Chicago at the Gangster Disciples. This man has been given, like, 3 or 4 life sentences, you know, in the joint. And the thing is, they didn't actually catch him doing a crime, but this is all conspiracy. They saying that he hired some gunmen to kill somebody and he was running a criminal organization. All this conspiratorial stuff that they didn't charge this man on and gave him a few life sentences. And he's one of the OGs in Chicago who's now locked up behind bars. And this brother is very powerful from what I understand. And I say all that to say, I truly believe that if the OGs are, you know, were home in Chicago, they could kind of get this stuff together. Because let's be honest, we just live in a world where it's never going to be zero crime. Even though we were wanted that way, it's never going to be zero crime. My thing is, you know, I'm not trying to be the moral police, the right guy, but I'm just saying it has to be some type of code. You know, there was a point where women, kids, older folks, you know, elders, senior citizens, all these people were off limits when it's civilians, were off limits when it comes to violence and gang violence. But if you're in the game and you violate, there are consequences. You feel what I'm saying? And this is just on some, you know, just on some real talk. Like, you're never going to get rid of all the violence, but at least you can have it organized where, you know, the people of the community, the women, the children, the elders, they looked out for it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't just randomly shooting up blocks and doing drive-bys where you're hitting kids and hitting these other folks that don't have nothing to do with the particular situation. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, I think with Larry Hoover being locked up, and I truly believe this man is behind bars, he's made amends for what he's done. I think he's, you know, according to Kanye, he's ready to be free. He's paid his debt to society. And he wants to get out and do the right thing. And we got to be careful about the public painting these guys as bad individuals when they just grew up in circumstances. And they may want to change their life. They may want to unite black people and pop with black people. But the system wants to keep them trapped in that life and don't want to let them grow and change their lives and truly be rehabilitated. You dig what I'm saying? So speaking on Chicago, I think they don't want to let Larry Hoover out because they know with an OG like that out, that could really change the dynamics of the streets. And he's somebody who's respected in the streets who, you know, a lot of these young guys will listen to. You dig what I'm saying? Because they know what, you know, they know what he's been through and what it takes to really be a stand-up man and a man of your word and not be out here doing this goofy stuff where you violating your own people. You dig what I'm saying? So, yeah, it just needs to be organized. A lot of people always bring it to Chicago, but the OGs are not there to lay down the protocol for these cats, and they just out here wilding. And I think the system knows that, and that's what they – that's what they banking on. You know, you got little kids out here being big homies. You dig what I'm saying? You got 20, you got teenagers and 20-year-old, and they the big homies to these young cats. And then it's just, once that happens, it just goes crazy. You know, you don't have no, you know, you don't have no type of order, and things just go crazy. So, you know, they had the concept. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, they was trying to free Larry Hoover, and I think the OGs need to be out here schooling these cats, because we're never going to get rid of violence, but at least in our community, I believe it should be organized just like these other communities. The Italians, the whoever, the Russians, the Greeks, they have crime, but it's organized, and they use that to start legitimate businesses so their kids and grandkids don't have to participate in that type of lifestyle. You see what I'm saying? And I think we can learn something from that. Just keep our stuff organized, on point. We don't want to make the block hot. Just handle our business and do what we got to do to stack bread and turn it legit. You dig what I'm saying? So we can do things, and we ain't got to be out here killing each other. But I digress. You know what I mean? That's my soapbox. Y'all want to comment on that?
Out there really quick.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I mean, you said a mouthful with the violence. I ain't going to comment on that part, but I'm going to comment on this part on a somewhat lighter note. After I watch that concert, I'm hoping that people can go ahead and realize that Kanye is the boss. Because Drake did not come prepared for Kanye. Some people say he purposely chose not to, and I feel like if that's the case, then, hey, that still showed that you must have been a little scared or you was unprepared. Look, this was an iconic concert, iconic time for both of these two. People have been comparing these two for I don't know how long. How do you not come with your A game? Well, it's no excuse. I can't give Drake no excuse for that. In my opinion, he gave a lackluster performance, and Kanye came off as a superstar. And it's like, now we know it's Kanye, then Drake, in my humble opinion. How you feel, brother?
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm definitely with you. Yeah, I think Kanye is the OG. I saw bits and pieces. I went through it. I didn't watch the whole thing, but yeah, Kanye held it down. He was pretty much the, you know, the MC. He was the master ceremonies of that particular show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wardrobe,
and he held it down.
You know,
yeah, his wardrobe, everything. Yeah, he held it down. He was the master.
He was the
star.
He was the superstar.
He was the star.
I can't believe Drake dropped the ball on it.
Yeah, I think Drake can pay homage to Ye. You say he dropped the ball?
He dropped the ball. He had the opportunity to go in his bag and, you know, and put on rep. But he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he cowered down. He bowed down. And that's how I'm looking at it. He bowed down. So,
well,
you know, people, we can stop it now. We can stop. Look, Kanye's his presence, his stage presence was better. He rapped his own lyrics outside of one part where he forgot one of the lyrics, one of his songs. He laughed that off.
To
me, his music has more meaning to it. He makes some party records, but he also got some deep songs with a message. I don't know how many songs Drake got like that. Drake is more type entertainment to me. And so I like more so that Kanye is versatile. He's more versatile.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for us. We can put this to the bed now. Kanye, let it be known.
It's
that
a
concert
rap.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wrap. We know who the best is between those two. It came out on the stage. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And look, there was no other entertainer. There wasn't nobody coming out as features. None of that. Like, it was just them two. So, both guys had the opportunity to show just themselves at their best, at their peak. And I didn't get that from Drake. Not at all. I got a half a performance. He didn't do really too much none of his older stuff. He tried to stick with doing his new album, man. It just didn't match up well to what Kanye did. So shout out to Yeezy.
Right.
You know, for letting it be known you is the boss. You the boss now.
Yes,
I don't know
indeed.
If you want to comment on that, but I do
have
one question to pose for the discussion tonight too.
No, I'm saying that's only for those that didn't already know. I'm, for one, I already knew that. You know, I already knew that Drake, Kanye, it's going to be Kanye. He's the big brother. It's just no other.
Right. Fact.
Drake, to me, he's already ripe and picked. He's done. I don't know if, I can't see him doing too much elevation. I think he's reached his peak. Kanye has not. He's still growing. He's still elevating. He's still changing and giving us new things. We don't know what we're going to get from what I see the last 2 years, 2 to 3 years, maybe four, Drake has been the same. I haven't seen much elevation out of him when it comes to his craft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not practicing no more. So I'm thinking he's baked and done. So I see more creativity. It's like Kanye's still cooking. And I'm going to give it to Kanye. You know, he got the Gemini energy, you know, so.
Right.
And I think he's still got more to give. And I'm definitely giving it to Kanye all day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No doubt. Yeah, I agree with both of y'all. I mean, ain't too much to say. I think Ye is the big brother. In regards to what, you know, Roger said about Drake, I think that's true. I don't see him doing too many things different. I think he going to stay in that lane, which has been working for him, no doubt. You know, the boy does make good music. I'm not going to take that away. But, yeah, I think he reached a plateau. I just think he reached a point where there's really not much more that he's going to give us. Like, I don't see him coming out, you know, being socially conscious or dropping some, you know what I'm saying, some socially relevant type music. He goes stay in his lane, and that works for him, and he's reached his plateau. And Ye is in the other state. You know, Ye jumping into politics, Ye in the fashion, Ye steady growing. He's, you know, innovative. So it's just a different, and Ye is the big brother, period. You know, so
yeah.
Too much to say on that.
So hey y'all, I want to pose a.
Go ahead, bro.
I want to pose a question for y'all for tonight's discussion. And, you know, as long to go in with the other stuff we had, we got on the tape. I want to throw this one out there too, because this is something I had a conversation with somebody about this, and I want to get y'all viewpoints on it. It's tied in with abortion again. You know, I've heard there's been some laws being passed that's, you know, permitting women being able to get abortions. That's what I heard. So I'm wondering, how do y'all feel about them making an exception? Well, first, you know, you can go in again and let people know, and we've had a show about abortion, whether you pro-life or pro-choice. But I want to know, how do y'all feel about women who have been raped, giving them the opportunity, giving them the choice to say, hey, no, I don't want to keep this baby. And that being maybe the only exception, you know, if you've been raped. Part two to my question is, where are y'all at with, how do y'all feel about male birth control? Like, I said something a while back about, I feel that men, young boys have a vasectomy as an infant. And I feel like if you can have the male where he can't, produce, when a couple get together, like, you need to prove and maybe even fill out an application to show that, hey, you capable and able of raising a child. But I don't understand why come there ain't a bigger push on that's giving men we having the birth control. Like, we got condoms, but outside of that, and you know, we can get vasectomies when we're older. But what about when we're young and wild and out there, and you know, all over? I'm trying to be nice here and not say nothing too vulgar, but when we just running wild and shooting all over the place, maybe we should be sterile until we can prove ourselves worthy of dropping a seed. So just them two things, how do y'all feel about if a woman is raped, that woman having the choice to be able to have an abortion, and B, how you feel about males having birth control?
Well, personally, you know, on the first question, you know, it's like then you're going to have to run into issues where, okay, now you're going to have to prove that it was rape. So by the time you prove it, you better have the baby. So it's like everything is going to have an opposition. You know, if you do it this way, it's going to be this. If you do it that way, it's going to be this. If you don't do it, so it's just really sad just listening to the question that you're asking, because what that makes me do is just reflect on how sad humans are. You know, it shouldn't even have to come down to all giving the males a vasectomy when they're a kid. Just learn some doggone self-control. You know, just be responsible. That's what that just really just makes me think about, just how weak humans are. Just falling victim to their own selves. We have the control to do the right thing. Just exercise your control, your power. And you ain't got to go through all that. I mean, just if a woman wants to have an abortion, I'm for one not with it. I'm not with abortion, you know. But that's my personal preference. So if you have a legitimate rape situation, you know, I think you should be able to, you know, have second thoughts about things and maybe a different type of, you know, options and things like that. But, you know,
so
real quick, Roger.
Yeah, real quick, Roger. Let me ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, hypothetically, if you were raped, would you want to carry the baby of your rape victim, or would you, you know, how would you handle that situation hypothetically? Because
okay,
I think that's a great question I'm about to ask. Yeah, how would you ask that? You know, somebody violated you, you wasn't with it, stranger, you don't know this person, and you just, they, you know, they dropped a seed in you.
Right.
Like, from a woman's perspective, how would you deal with that?
Right, how I think, without actually being in the experience, everyone that's listening,
right,
you know, I would think anyway from my right now mind that I'm not with abortion. So in my right now mind, I would say it would be a battle, but I think I will ultimately end up keeping my child. You know, I think
man,
it would be
that's a battle for real.
Yeah, I think it would be a battle because I definitely will have the same concerns that most people would have in that situation. You know, I'm not exempt. I'm sure I would struggle and battle with all the thoughts and things that every other person would have in that same situation. But I think I would probably ultimately end up keeping the baby if I didn't have any information about the person that did it. You know, now if I learned in a timely fashion that this person is this, it could potentially, you know, sway my decision. But because I'm just not with abortion, I'm thinking that I will probably ultimately end up keeping the baby. That's what I'm thinking. But I'm not in the situation. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's so deep. Go ahead.
I was going to say, because I would more so rather the woman had a baby, and, you know, if you just can't bear, you know, being with the child, you know, put it up for abortion. But at the same time, but with that being said,
adoption.
I've heard women say, but still, I got to go through, you know, putting a baby for adoption. Yeah, but I've heard women say that, but I got to, why should I have to go through 9 months of labor with this unwanted child. So I hear that, you know, I hear Brock laugh like that.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it real. Like, for me, you know, as a man, never being pregnant, but if I was to be a woman and to be in that situation, you know, in my mind now, I don't think there's no way I could keep that baby. Because I would, no, I would have to, you know, I'm not with abortion. I kind of changed my stance here throughout my life. I was with it at one point. Then after I had kids, I'm like, nah. And I'm still not with it. But in the case of being raped, I think that should definitely be an exception. Because I'm looking at it like, you know, I have to carry this baby of this person who violated me. And then even, you know, not counting the 9 months is going to be tough. But after you have the baby, you know how kids have little mannerisms of their father. And it, like, you're just going to have to, it's going to remind you of that night every time you basically see this child for the most part. You know, it's going to remind you of the horror of that experience. Even though the child is innocent, had nothing to do with it, but just some of the things that come along with, you know, the transfer of DNA and making humans and making people, you're going to have to deal with that night. You're going to see little things from him in that child, unfortunately, because that's how it works. So I, you know, just in my mind now, I couldn't bear that, and I wouldn't put that on another woman. I think she should have, you know, if all abortions were illegal, I think in those cases where there's rape, I think that should be an exception. Because
yeah,
that's
now let me
tough.
Say, now let me say this too.
You know what
because
I mean?
it seemed like it could be.
Fetus lives matter. Fetus lives matter. Fetuses lives matter. Go ahead, Ryan.
and the reason why I said this earlier when I was answering, that dependent on, you know, how much I end up learning or not learning about the fella that did it, could, you know, sway my decision differently, potentially. Because if you have no information about the person, it was just straight random, you barely seen
right.
them, you know nothing about them, then in that case, if the child is growing up, you don't know how if it's the father or if it's the child. You know, when you see certain different things about them, you may assume if they're doing, because you have some children, we are all parents, so we can say from our children that we may have seen our children do certain things that had nothing to do with any other parents, myself or the father. You know, so you don't, in those cases, if you don't know nothing about the person, then that could potentially
right.
be different. Now, if you know the person, if it's somebody on your block in your neighborhood, then you know that person. So in that case, I think I would lean more closer to maybe doing the abortion, but I'm still thinking I probably wouldn't end up going with it. I don't know. It's hard to say. It's tough. But I do
right,
think
it's hard
that,
to say, but like I said,
yeah, if you're in that situation, if you are in a real-life rape situation, I do think that, you know, that for you to you should be able to have a decision, you know, whether or not you want to do it or not. But, again, you're going to
mm-hmm.
also have that dynamic where women may just say, I was raped just to get the abortion. Then you're going to have a whole nother division to prove that it was actual rape and all that stuff. It's just going to,
then you got to just have
now
it
see,
for the legitimate that was raped. And then they should be able to have an abortion.
And that's exactly why I raised the part two to this is if males are just sterile from the jump, even if you do rape.
Then they're going to be raping without getting somebody. Let's see, that's what
right,
I'm
right,
saying.
Right. Let me answer that. I'm just saying
you can still, I'm saying you still can charge them, go after them for the rape, but I'm saying the woman ain't got it now. Not only has she been raped, but now she got to think about, oh, my God, I'm pregnant by this, too. You know, she ain't got
right,
the double-edged
right,
sword.
Right.
So yeah, I'm like, man,
yeah.
This
so
could really
second,
male birth control could really be an answer to a lot of our problems.
Yeah, male birth
right.
control
now,
is
second
not
second
all.
Part, yeah, the male birth control is cool.
Right.
Yeah, the male birth control is cool. I'm with that. Now, when you talk about the male vasectomies from the jump, I'm
right,
totally
different.
Against it. You know what I'm saying? It sounds
yeah.
good in theory because you want people to be responsible when they land up and having sex with people. You want people to be responsible. So it sounds good in theory, but I don't think that's the right move. Especially for a society like ours. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so
I get what
well,
you're
what
saying.
Other way would we make, yeah, what other way would we make the male
well,
sterile then?
Right. I think it comes from yeah, through education.
Huh?
Say that again, Roger.
Reinvent the condom so it's, it works
nah,
better. I
yeah,
guess.
Because the male birth control is good. I got no problem with that. Male birth control and you know, contraceptives for males should be a priority. But I think more than that is the education of the young men that's coming up, the young boys that's coming up, the education, the stuff that we put out in society, the, you know, controlling the pornographic materials, controlling the urges and the, you know, the sexual urges and all that stuff, because we got to keep it real. When you're going through puberty and all these things, the body's making changes, all this stuff is normal. This is what humans and animals, even in animals, go through. Everybody has those type of urges. But I think what we're missing mm-hmm. is the proper education and discipline
hey.
To restrain yourself from, you know, some of these situations. You got to be educated enough to know not to play with sex. It's not something that you dibble and dab with and you just go from woman to woman. No, there's consequences to all this, and it's not something to play with. Because when you play with
yeah,
sex, you have a
now.
Child. You know, when you play with sex and have a child, the joke is on the offspring. You dig what I'm saying? And that's not, you know, that's
yeah.
not something you want to play
I,
with for real. So I think the education
I hear what
is what we're missing. You dig what I'm saying?
I hear what y'all are saying, but I'm Aaron Fitz now because it's like we've been trying to educate for so long. Now it's like, okay, we've been trying to teach and do all this and get provide condoms and all that. So since we're not getting it, since society is not getting it, now I'm like, okay, we'll just screw it. Every male baby that's born, we'll make them sterile. And then, bang, we don't have to deal with it no more. It's, you know,
right.
it's like because people, look, We got some flaws in us. We can't
That's
seem to
we
get.
We all do.
Yeah, right. So it's like, okay, it's time for daddy to say, okay, enough is enough. Y'all ain't listening. So that's it. All males, sterile. When it's time for you to create, you got to prove it. Prove that you're ready to make a baby. We'll make you unsterile, and you can go out here in the world. But until then, no, you're going to stay sterile.
Well, let me say this.
Or whatever else. Medicine, something, a shot, an injection. And I know that sounds cruel, but, hey, whatever it takes, I think males might as well just be sterile until it's time to prove that they're with someone and they can create and make life.
Right. So let me say this, and then we'll get to the call lines in a second. See, I disagree. I don't think we've been educated properly. You know what I'm saying? I don't think we've been told and given the right information growing up. Just think about it. When you was in school, what type of programs or classes or teachers did you have tell you about sex? And what did they tell you? You know, you had home economics where they had you walk around with a baby or an egg or something, and it's supposed to be your child and this and that. Like, what are we really teaching? See, I don't believe that we've properly educated our kids on sex, having babies. You know what I'm saying? The whole hormone, like everything. I don't think we properly educate. I think we've put up a mirror where we say, oh, you should use condoms. That's not enough to just tell somebody what to do, because we all know that in the moment and in the situation, everybody's not going to follow that. You dig what I'm saying? So I think we have to do more as a society to really educate. I'm talking about really educate, because we all went through the public school system. They didn't really teach us about sex like that. You know what I'm saying? They didn't teach us how to be responsible, how to be disciplined in our urges. If we feel a certain type of way, that may not be the right way to go. They didn't really teach us all those things like that. You know, they may have told you, oh, you should wear a condom, safe sex, this and that. But they didn't really teach us how to properly manage our emotions and feelings. You dig what I'm saying? And that's what it come down to. So I think if we try that approach, you know, let's try that approach as a society, and then we just see what's up. Because I got to keep it real. As a black male growing up, we always thought the thing was to kind of conquer as many women as we could. You know, that was the thing in the music and the lifestyle. You know, just everything around us was like, okay, if you're a man, that means you, you know, you're able to control a lot of women, or be, you know, be around a lot of women, this and that. And that was the whole thing. So nobody really taught us the right and proper way to go about these things, you know, that we feeling as young men and women. And so I think that's the problem. But, you know, I digress. And,
I'm curious to hear what the problem got to say. Y'all love to hear more people info on this, because I think we hard-headed. I think we hard-headed. We can be taught and told. And at the end of the day, people going to go out here and do what they want to do. You sit there and be preaching and preaching and preaching and trying to educate, and they'd be like, man, shoot, I ain't got time for this. I think it's just trying to strap motors down and just, hey, dang it, y'all can't make it. Y'all can't make a wise choice, then download the time to make it for you. For future generations, it's just sterile.
Man, you sound like Planned Parenthood and Marty Singer, man.
But I'm being real, because they, like I say, if they sterile, if the man go out here and rape somebody, the girl didn't get pregnant, he ain't got to worry about, oh my God, I could be pregnant. If he go out here and just link up with a woman and they just out here, you know, having unsafe sex and not doing the right thing, we ain't got to worry about no baby coming out of it. So it's like, we don't have to deal with that no more. That takes that off the table. That takes the unplanned pregnancy off the table. We ain't got to worry about having to kill fetuses. Because fetus lives matter.
I feel that to a degree. But, again, I just say we haven't been properly educated. You know, I think people will listen in the right context. But, again, you can't just be telling somebody you need to just put on a condom when you have sex. That's not enough. You know what I'm saying? But
basically,
it is what it is.
Basically, we're not properly programmed.
Right, there you go. Exactly. We're not properly programmed. Great. Exactly.
Yeah, we're not properly programmed. And
we're programmed to do the opposite. We're programmed to do the opposite of what is proper and correct. We're programmed to do the opposite. And I think, because look, we got to look at it like this. The mind is a programmable computer, so whatever you put in, you're going to get that output. And the powers that be know this, so they're feeding us the wrong program through everything that we consume. TV, music, entertainment, all these things we consume, they're giving us the wrong program. And people just going along with it. But if we gave them the right program, it's my belief that most people would act right. You have some, of course, that's not going to do right, but I believe the majority of people would do right if we were giving them the right program and information.
I'm glad you said
that. To do that thing.
I'm glad you
said
that.
It's a society.
Majority. You said the key word, majority. See, you going to solve the majority, but my solution going to solve all of it. See what I'm saying?
God, no, you never
you
go
gonna get
time off.
Well, no,
right.
No, Mufasa. Because those things are not always foolproof either. You know, you have those
right.
stories where people have, you know, thought that they couldn't get pregnant and they still end up pregnant. You're going to have those
right.
stories as well.
That's why, right,
exactly.
right. And
you
I
never
agree
go
that
get
that's
off.
Why. That's why we have to. That's why we have to develop a technique where it is 100% proof.
Nothing is 100% proof.
No, nothing is 100% proof. We don't even got to go for that. We need to just go for the majority, and then everybody not gonna make it. You heard that saying before. Everybody's not gonna make it. So some people
take
are
out
just,
the testicles.
Huh?
Yeah.
No.
Take out the testicles.
Nah, ain't no coming back from that, though. It's not, it ain't no coming back from that. Now, what if somebody did that when you was a young lad out here, and then you wanted to have babies when you got older and learn to do better? You know what I'm saying? Like, no, you don't want to do that. You don't want to just take somebody's reproductive organs away, and they can't never produce no more. No, they may want to have children and seed.
That's far-fetched, but I think we can come up with something. We can come up with something, but
it's a society. What we're dealing with and what we're talking about is a society issue. It's not an individual thing. It's society as a whole, how society programs the community to do certain things and be a certain way, what to look up to, what we glorify,
right.
all the propaganda. It's a society issue. So if
right.
those things change, if those things change and we properly reprogram our future young folks that's coming up and ones that's not having been born yet, and we implement them into a new way of life, a new way of thinking, new ideologies, things like that, different things, then they will learn the value. Right now,
better results.
Society, right.
Yeah.
Right now, society is not pushing the value of being a positive person, a stand-up individual, a family person,
right.
to raise the children, to be a good mom, to be a good dad. It's raising men to be playboys, ladies
right.
to be whores, and, you know,
promiscuous,
all that. This is what society is putting out to the young kids. So if we change that, I think the energy... You know, it's about the time and how we use it and how we spend it. So if we use our time more wisely to try to change the society and how we're programming our kids and our youth and our society, then we have a long-term result versus just talking about, okay, well, let's just stop you from being able to have a baby. You're not affecting the mind and the mentality because people are – we're supposed to be able to, like I said earlier, we're supposed to be able to control ourselves. We have the ability to do that. So I think we need to work on that attribute about ourselves, develop that versus just giving us crutches like a drug, like a dope. Here, if you want to eat, take this. You know, don't dope us up. Teach us how to learn
right.
and understand how, you know, about ourselves so that way we can have more self-control over ourselves and not allow ourselves to control us. Our body shouldn't control us. We have full power to control our body, and that's what we should focus on. We have long-term results.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, now,
it's been about a million years, and we ain't figured it out yet, but hey.
Yeah, because the people who control the society are on some other stuff. They like it like this. That's what we got to understand. The people, the powers that be who control the media, control the music industry, the social media, all the things that influence the population, these are controlled by the inmates. These are controlled by the crazy people. You know what I'm saying? How they say the inmates is running the asylum. The inmates is running the world. And as we see, as a result, we see a lot of chaos and craziness because this is the way they're running it. But I'm saying if we just change the programming, You feel what I'm saying? Like Roger said, we control the programming and program people in a different direction, we would see better results. You know what I mean? That's just my opinion. But family, if you're just joining us, this is Cosmic Kev. We are Collective Minds Radio. We got Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa Ra. We about to get to the call lines in a second. Our brother Mufasa Ra posed a great question about abortion. We would want to definitely hear y'all thoughts on that. I do want to put this out there, too, if y'all want to comment on it. Jussie Smollett was convicted this week. You know, he had the big hoax saying he was beat up by some MAGA people, and it turned out to be two Nigerian brothers that beat him up. But he had trial this week for basically filing fake police reports and whatnot. If you go back in the archives, we called it from the beginning. The story sounded fishy from the beginning. The brother he did some goofy stuff. Now, do I think he should do any time? I say no, because there's plenty of people that file false police reports that never go to jail. You know, you got all these Karens and Kens calling the police on black people that are actually getting these people killed, and they don't do no time. These people just disappear and go on and just live their life. For instance, the woman who accused Emmett Till of saying something to her or doing something slick to her, she got a lot of people killed, including Emmett Till, the person she accused. This woman was able to live her life. She about 80-some years old, still alive from what I believe, and she was able to just live her life. Nobody charged her. She didn't go to jail. You dig what I'm saying? There was a person who called the police on Tamir Rice, a white Ken or some dude called the police on Tamir Rice when he knew he had a toy gun, right? This person disappeared. Nobody even knows this person's name. He just get to go on and do whatever. You see what I'm saying? So until we arrest these Kerns and Kens to file false police reports, I think Jussie Smollett should get off. Even though he did something goofy, I don't support it. I knew it was fake. I don't think he should get no jail time. But that's just my opinion. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. The number's 929-477-1697. We can hit the call lines, or if y'all want to respond, let's get it.
Okay. And then let me say something real quick, too, just to go back to what we were talking about. Brother Mufasa, you can, you know, we've all heard this saying, you can tell the tree by the fruit it bears. So if you look at how society is and the issues, the widespread issues that we have, look who's raising us. Look who's raising these folks. Look at the head. That's where the problem is. Now let's get to the call line. Area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, first of all, before I start, those people that's listening to me and always texting me, asking me a question about Roger, is she married, and how tall you are, the color of your eyes and hair, call in and ask her yourself. Good thing I ain't on a minute phone.
How you doing, caller?
I'm doing fine. Kevin, let me ask you a question. You talk about what people was taught about going out conquering women and so forth. What neighborhood did you grow up in? I ain't never heard of nothing like that. Come on. You saying that is taught and disseminated to the males, that they supposed to go out and conquer women, as many women as possible? Well, if that's what was taught in your neighborhood, I'm glad I didn't have no parts of it.
Well, this is what I'm saying as far as my experience, and it has nothing to do with my neighborhood. You feel me? But I'm just saying society in
general.
Well,
where did you experience it?
That was, no, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying society in general, that was the download I was receiving from the things that I was watching, whether it be movies. I could blame Hollywood. I could blame the music industry, entertainment in general. the downloads that I was receiving were men were to conquer women. You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
let me ask you a question. When you was a kid, who provided you with that information? You said, or you said downloads. Who provided you with was not your activity on the internet?
Right.
Wasn't it not supervised? Or you just had free reign to do whatever you want to?
Well, I'm gonna tell my age right here. I grew up in a time before the internet. I'm talking about my coming of age years was before the internet. So I'm talking about you've seen these things through movies. You know, you've seen these things.
Like what movies, music. Kevin?
This is pre-internet. You feel what I'm saying? Movies. You know, movies, the powerful man always has a few ladies or two. He's always an infidelity. You know what I'm saying? He's always out cheating as a powerful man. He has multiple women.
Well, you know, at one point in time, they had ratings on movies and songs and stuff. It was rated G for general audience. It was rated parental guidance, PG. It was rated X. So it sounds to me like you was messing around with them X's, man. You wasn't supposed to be doing that. You were supposed to be with the PGs and the G.
Well,
so
that
you,
may be the case. But
you brought that out on
case.
Your own. Come on,
no,
now.
That may be the case, but we got to look at the real world. My mom was working, doing things, so you're right. There's no telling what I was watching. I may have been watching some R stuff when I was young, but the point is, this is what kids are doing. Parents are working. I'm saying as a society, we have to do better in putting the right information out to the people.
Well,
and I know I'm not the only one, as we see in society. And I may have not acted on all of those information that I was perceiving, that I was receiving from society. And you can't tell me nothing. This is what we see in society. So how is that not what's being portrayed through the media?
Well, Kevin, all I can say is my kids never did indulge in those things. And, you know, I remember going over to O'Fallon High School for a relative, my wife's sister's son, because apparently over there he had went online, offline, should I say, to a site he had no business to. And, of course, in the public schools, they have a way to know who's online and where they go. And he got in trouble for that because he went someplace where he was not supposed to be. So those safeguards are there in many cases. But, you know, sometimes kids are hard-headed. And, you know, this other thing, too.
True.
Schools ain't supposed to be teaching all this stuff that's supposed to be taught at home.
Right.
On
right.
sexual
yeah.
activities and responsibility. How in the heck is the school supposed to teach that? And another thing, if they are, it's up to the parents and the community, if that's what they will want to
right.
have. It's
right.
just like that governor.
No, I agree.
That person, that McCaffrey was running for governor of Virginia, come talking about he gets sick and tired of parents telling school boards what to and not to teach their kids. That there is an ambiguous fool. And you know, you were making mention about this guy who was a notorious killer in Chicago. Why are you going to let him out? He disrupted.
Who you talking about?
And injured. What's his name?
Yeah,
Yeah, why are you going to let him out?
There's no evidence that he's ever killed anybody. They don't have any evidence that he's killed anybody. What they do have is conspiracy of someone saying he sent them to kill somebody, but they don't have any evidence of him being the trigger man. That's documented.
Well, was
that's
he tried?
Record.
Was he tried?
So,
huh?
Yeah, he was tried.
Did he go?
But we know how trials work.
Well, no.
We know this, yes.
In trials, three things are supposed to come about there with the evidence, and if the jury is presented with one of those three degrees of evidence, then I mean that person is going to end up serving some time. And then too, it's a disjustice with the victim's family that even may still exist today. Should they not be taken in consideration? Their opinion?
No, they
I mean,
should,
like
but you got to look at family, we got to look at the RICO Act. The RICO Act, which is what law enforcement used, was established in 1970 as a cheat code for the government when they don't have sufficient enough evidence to convict somebody. They use hearsay, word of mouth to convict people. If you can't do your job and you can't convict this man of actually killing somebody and being a notorious killer, as you say, then you don't have anything. But they use
but you got
the
a body
to convict him.
You got a body.
Right.
That's what was happening
in
Scott Peterson when he was found guilty. They didn't even have a body. His wife wasn't even never
right.
found.
Right.
So don't
but
say that they just
have,
do that to black folks. Right.
But if you can't link the person to the crime, then how do you get a conviction? You get a conviction by using the RICO Act, which is a cheat code for the government.
Well,
and
here's
so
the thing, Kevin.
We know that he was a very powerful man. He was the head of maybe some street organizations. But
wait a minute. Power in what way? Power in what way? The evidence supposed to be
power.
Either preponderance, clear and convincing, or beyond a reasonable doubt. And that's what the jury
right,
instructions
but you don't need
was
that with
given.
The RICO Act. No, you don't need that with the RICO.
Well, how
you
did, well, look,
testimony.
I'm not going to get into him, but I'm just saying this. Before you let somebody
right.
go that have done crimes, that I think that the victim's family should be presented. You know, I listened to a show, and a woman from St. Louis was on this show, and she was complaining about Kim Gardner, how that the person that killed her son, their name is Stephanie somebody, I don't know, and he's out on the street. And I asked the lady some questions, and come to find out this is a whole entire different case other than the one that was in the paper where the accused appeared in court three times, and apparently she failed to send a prosecutor down during the arraignment. So those are the things that happened. Then you look at this Jesse. Why come Kim Fox didn't prosecute him? Why did they require a special prosecutor? Even the chief
right,
of police
well, we
said that if the chief of police, Johnson, who was found drunk, passed out in his car, which I think led to his firing, he said, and it's in the newspaper, that he would have let Jesse go if he only had apologized. Now, what kind of stuff is that?
Yeah.
I mean, tell me, what kind of mess is that? He would have let him go if he had apologized. Staging it, making
right.
it sound like some white person, men doing it, wearing MAGA hats. Heck, I had a MAGA hat. That kind of offends me.
Oh,
and then come up with these dumb unscientific, anybody with elementary science, as he said it happened, that they threw bleach on him. Well, the 29th
right,
of
right.
January in 2019 in Chicago was one of two nights, the 29th and the 30th, which was the coldest days in Chicago in 34 years.
Okay,
the
right.
The temperature
so
got
let me
down
ask you
to
this.
29 below zero. Well, hang on for a second. What you should have learned in elementary science is that bleach freezes at 19 degrees Fahrenheit. So what did he get
right.
hit with? Bleach ice cubes?
He was lying. We know it was all a lie. But let me ask you this. Even though we know it was a lie, it was a hoax.
No, you
Kim
said
Fox
it was Trump's supporters. I remember what you said
no,
back
I didn't
then.
Say that. No, I never said that. I said no. I
they
never
was emboldened
the
by Trump. Emboldened
no,
by Trump.
No, I never. No, sir. No, sir. You got the wrong show.
Well,
I never
Maxine Waters
it.
Said
it. Never made sense.
Pelosi
That's
said
Waters.
It. Corey.
I never
Booker
the
Corey.
Story.
Booker said it. Yeah, Booker said it. You had who else? You had Harris said it. The Vice President Kamala Harris said it. You had some people on national news media said it. Come on, I think even Whoopi
right,
said
so look,
it.
Let's do this real quick because we want to get to some other calls. I'm going to ask you these two questions, It should be an answer less than a minute. I know you can give me an
castration
answer less than a minute.
Castration is not reversible.
Now, okay, so look, let me ask you this, caller. Should Jesse Smollett do jail time?
Yes, he should do about 30 years.
Wait, hold on, wait. And should the person that called the police on Tamir Rice, should they do jail time as well?
No, because he was across the street. Well, let me say, he was across the street on a bench, and it appeared from where he was, it was a gun. That there is justification.
He
had justification for
that. No, you heard the call. He said that he think it's a toy gun, but he just calling to make or whatever he said. But he knew.
All right. Well, then he from where he was sitting, it looks like a gun. Then the dispatcher should have made that. Wait a minute. The dispatcher should have made
that
known to the police officer. But here's the point: that police officer shouldn't have been hired there in Cleveland anyway, according to the department where he came from. That's because they don't do due diligence in checking who the heck they are hiring.
Exactly my point. Thank you, Carl.
And once again, I tell people, don't text me. Ask Roger yourself. Call in. I'll see you later.
Yes, indeed. Let's get some more callers, fam. Appreciate it.
Area code 314-833. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment? Area code 314-833. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Okay, perhaps they're just listening.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. Peace, caller.
Yeah.
I wanted to clear up a couple of things because the young man was right, Kevin. You
what, yeah, which one? Which
your
one?
Home as
which
far
one?
As telling you about sex, but unfortunately, my mom didn't tell me nothing, but when you come on your cycle, you get pregnant. That's all I was told, okay? You don't get that from the school. You learn your manners and all that stuff from your home. I don't think if you was raised
right,
in such a good home, but some things I was learning on my own because my parents wasn't taught these things. So he's right about that. Some things your parents have to teach you. And if you're not being taught at home, like I said, I wasn't taught. Oh, you know, the only thing I was taught is that. Wait a minute.
No, I agree.
Hold on.
Let you do that.
But hold on a second.
Go ahead, Carla.
I agree.
So, I agree with what your parents should be the ones teaching you about that.
Yeah, because, you know, some things, you know, I tried to teach you the best I can, and you know who I was married to, so, you know, but those things are taught from at home, and then you now some of the stuff can be taught, you know. As far as, you know, what you should do, and I agree with you saying, you know, the only thing you're saying is that you shouldn't use the condom. I agree with that. That is so true. But it's other things that can be taught. If I had probably been taught those things as well, you know.
Right. Now, I was just saying, just real quick, Carla, I was saying, you know, they do attempt to have sex education in the schools. We had this. And, you know, I believe in junior high, middle school, they started to teach sex education in, like, home economics in these little classes. So it may have been, like, well, a few weeks or whatnot. Like I said, you went home. They taught you about the family. You went home with, like, an egg or a baby, and you had to take care of this thing for a week like it was your baby. What I'm saying is the schools, if they're going to attempt to have these conversations, even though it should be on the parents, we have to do a better job at teaching it from the start. You know what I'm saying? We can't just be like, take this baby home, and this is your responsibility, and expect us to go teach them about sexual education. But we can't be like, put on a condom, and let's go teach them about having safe sex. No, we got to teach them the emotions they feel, just a lot of things that come with it. I agree. It should be with the parents. It shouldn't be from your friends. It shouldn't be, you should learn at home from your parents who have your best interests in mind in most cases.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
you know,
yeah,
like
that's
I
what
was
I was
saying. Even with Tanya, even with my daughter, you know, I didn't, you know, I should have, like, you know, she sits the girls down and explain to them. I wasn't taught that. My sisters claimed they did, but my mom was always trying to work, you know, so she, and she didn't really have, you know, didn't have much of a knowledge of nothing. Her mom died when she was 18, so, hey, she didn't have much knowledge of nothing, but thank God that y'all learned it, y'all got it, and rolling with it, y'all raising the kids good, and that's a good thing, you know. But I don't think I did a bad job. But, you know, I think she should remember what I used to tell her. You ain't bringing no babies in my house. But I should have explained to you. No, I did not explain it. That's all I used to tell her and you. You know, I would tell you all stuff like that.
Yeah.
But just to actually really sit down and explain to you what comes with bearing a child, a responsibility, if you're going to have the mate that you need to have, you know, married and all that. You know, those things should have been taught. Those things are taught at home. And he's right.
That's right. I agree.
Yeah, those things are taught at home. Okay? And then when you get to school, those things you should already know. And then you get more education on what's going on with that. Which is, you know, that's what I was saying. One another thing I was saying about when you all was talking about the one of the rappers, another rapper got killed, and I think LaFosta said something about he been shot 2 or 3 times. Why is they shooting these people? I mean, the only thing I'm just trying to say, these rappers constantly getting shot 2 and 3 times. Ain't nobody waking up. If you get shot once, 3 times, ain't something going to click in your mind to do something different? That's what I'm saying. So what, are they just shooting these rappers or what? That's why when I was listening to you, I was saying, why are these, another rapper's been shot? Why? I'm just asking.
Right. Yeah, that's a good question.
Are they involved in something? Or are they defeated?
Yeah, like, because
jealous of them?
Like, I don't know all the ins and outs, but I do know a lot of these rappers come from communities where they may have been in the street. They may have been involved in street activity. And, you know, a lot of people from the streets don't want to let that go. From what I'm seeing on the outside looking in, I'm not saying that's the case with Stanford 100 or Young Dolph or whoever, but I know a lot of these brothers who are in rap, they come from different communities. They may have been involved in the streets themselves or family members involved in the streets, and the streets don't want to let that go. You know, they may have some old beef, and they just come back. It just comes back to haunt them, or some recent beef. Who knows?
But then sometimes, you know, and I kind of get what, you know, sometimes when people be saying, oh, they think they better than people. No, because a lot of times, you know, people have jealous spirits in them, and they, you know, you the maid.
Right,
made,
that's the thing,
like,
too. Yes.
Jack Nimsey, whatever, they was like, you know. I understand he tried to go back. As far as I know, I don't know nothing about you. I'm only going by what I heard. He's supposed to be going back to the neighborhood to help the neighbors or whatever. You know, I don't know.
Right. No, that's it.
You need to get somebody else to do it, and you move on, because you can't, if you hear and they still there, ain't no sense in you trying to hang around and be their friends, because somebody in the bus got a man going like, well, wait a minute. They thinking crazy, you know. So you gotta
maybe they need to
do your work for you, because you can't really just specifically go to that community, because, like I say, they here and you up here, and you ain't with them, and it's off balance.
That's a great point.
So they they might not have the mindset to, I'm so proud of you. I'm glad you made it. Everybody
be inspired.
Everybody's not going to have that mindset like that. So that's why I get it when some people, they moving on. They don't think they better. They got to get away, because somebody going to hurt them or kill them. So, you know, that's all.
And then from what I've heard, like Nipsey say and a few other people, they want to go back to the community and, you know, inspire people. They want to go to these schools and do drives and show the kids that it's another way and do things like that. But it's like there's a certain element and a cloud that just hangs over their head where it's like the jealousy, the streets, the envy, all that stuff follows them, But at the same time, like Young Dolph said in a few interviews, he was like, you know, I just want to live. Like, I just want, like, I should be able to go back to my community and visit people, visit the old neighborhood.
Right.
Like, but it's just sad that they can't, like, black successful people that come from out of, you know, these circumstances, the street circumstances, where they cannot go back to the community and inspire people. I think that's a sad thing.
It is,
you know.
Really.
I think that's really sad if you can't do that, because instead of you trying to kill the man, why don't you look at your nieces and nephews or sons and daughters who may be inspired by this man and try to put them on or try to give them game? But no, you want to hate, and because your situation didn't turn out the way you may have wanted or whatnot, and now you want to hate on him and take this man's life, who's also a father, a son, a nephew, you know, an uncle, like all these things that's not crossing these people's mind when they do these dusty crimes. And I call them dusty crimes because I imagine these are people who don't have a lot going for themselves, and they just jumping out the window to kill the next man for whatever reason.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They may not have even did nothing to him, but they feel slighted in some type of way. Or feel, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I just don't get it, you know. I just don't get it, and I think it's sad. But
right.
Thank you, Carla. No, you made some
interesting
points.
Thank God, and for my granddaughter's birthday, happy birthday, and to my granddaughter, even though I said that already. Thank God for my daughter raising her right and having on the right path. Both my granddaughters on the right path. I'm proud of my children. I thank God for y'all, and I did the best I can. I think I did anyway, you know, with all of y'all.
Yeah,
and,
no, I want to say this for the record. Yes, indeed, Mama.
I thank God my
appreciate
daughter
it.
Got a golden heart. She's the one of the sweetest person that I know, and I thank God for her. Over the years, I know way, way back. And I said I wanted a boy, but I thank God I had a girl.
Yes,
I thank God for my daughter, because she's very much appreciative, and I just want to get that out there. You know, she does a good job, and she has a goal of heart.
Yes,
same with you. Well, Gregory a little different, but he loved me.
No. He did. No. Yes, indeed.
I just thank God.
Carla,
so
we appreciate it.
I wanted to put out there that I came out great.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate it. And yes, indeed. I want to say this for the record. Yeah, yes, indeed, Carl. Appreciate you. I want to say this for the record. Like, my mom did a great job, you know, in raising me and doing what she had to do. And what I was saying was when it pertains to just parents and kids in general, because as a parent, I've learned this. You're not going to be with your child 24/7. You're not going to be with them 24 hours a day. There's time when they hanging with their kids. There's time when they're with, you know, other adults in the family and this and that. So you're not going to be with them all the time. And there's certain influences as a kid growing up that you may have from other people that your parents may not have on. Your parents may tell you to do something, and then you may not do it, but then somebody else over here may tell you, and then you may listen type of thing. You know what I'm saying? We all go through them type of things. So what I'm saying is, as a society in general, even though my mama did instill in me, you know, right from wrong, what to do, this and that, there were still other influences out in the world when I wasn't with moms. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't with moms. And there were things that, you know, the downloads and the programming that was being sent to me to where it can counter the good things that she told me. It would be like, oh, I'm in a moment. Let's just do this. It feel right. Let's just do this. You know what I'm saying? So, no, let's not get it twisted. Mom did an excellent job, but as a society, it takes a village to raise a child.
I did an excellent job,
society,
too.
We have to do better. Huh?
I'm saying, in other words, society did an excellent job, too, because society is very influential.
Not just with you,
right,
but just
no,
overall in general.
Yeah, but I don't know if society did a good job. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying a good job as far as the influence that it have on not just you.
Oh, right, that influence, yeah.
Right.
Gotcha. Society did do a good job in that.
Yeah, when it all said and done, it goes back down to the programming. I understand what you're trying to say, Brother Kevin, even if you didn't get it out completely like you wanted it.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. Yes, parents a lot of times do the best that they can. Mufasa even mentioned, you know, a lot of times that sometimes kids just go a different direction. A lot of that is due to the society and the you know, what's around them, the things that they see as well, you know. So, yeah, as parents, we definitely try to instill things in our children, but others, our environment, everything is a teacher, you know. So kids and people are like sponges, especially when you're young. You pick up things and you see things that also have an effect on your influence and your desires as well. That's why the environment that we put our children in is very, very, very important. Because of that. So I get what you're saying. Yeah, parents teach their children things, and sometimes the environment that they are in or passing through or whatever can have an effect. That's just is what it is. Let's try to get to a caller.
Right.
Area code 14361, caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a comment. I'm on. How you guys doing this evening?
Hey,
yes, sir. We good. Peace,
God. Good. How you doing?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Peace.
I'm going to get straight to the point by listening to the whole tip tonight, the whole show covering it. I'm going to just size it up in some simple words. I'm going to just go to the point about conscious. Conscious will cover that area on about, y'all mentioned about abortion, about that it's a conscious decision. It's not about if this person was raped or you couldn't handle it. It's conscious. If some things that you cannot handle, the conscious thing is not to murder and get rid of it. I'm against abortion. But what you do on situations like that, that's where counseling come in. When it's a situation or a tragedy like that, if you cannot handle it, let some loving parents and people who cannot have kids just – if someone, even if it's a family member, adopt the baby. Everybody not mentally able to handle. If you consciously know it's killing you and you cannot handle or it's too bearable, unbearable to handle, then consciously make a conscious decision. Pray to God about it. Same way, you know, a lot of time abortions is not just coming from rape. It may come from some infidelity. Sometimes you got married men messing around on their wives or a wife messing with another person and may conceive child.
Right.
They do abortions.
Right.
They've been doing abortions secretly for years or based on situations or the uncle didn't mess with the niece and they aborted the baby. Abortions come in many forms, but it's really about murder. That's where that conscience come in. We all are born with like a conscience. Some people say, I don't have no conscience, but life is a gift. God, it's been put into all of us to do right and wrong. When it comes to a question about the Jesse situation, that you don't think he should sign. But what you have to look at consciously, he know right and wrong. Consequences come with when you what you do with your conscience. We don't know the full scenario, but we do know something was wrong. Something wrong was done there. It wasn't done right, and now it's in the light. So whatever the consequences come out of that, he has to live with that, not us. Then we move on over to another situation about people in general. Everything is basically life is a gift. So by life being a gift, we have to teach our kids life is a gift. We can abuse it,
that's right.
And consequences come with that. That's basically you helping them have a conscience. If you do right, this is what will happen. If you go down this road, this is what will happen. And then once you instill that in people about consciousness, that's what really is. We all know it can be a person dying. We may be taught, oh, leave the white people alone or don't mess with this type of person. But if we see a car, if we're going down the highway, we see a car go off the road, we're not thinking about who in that car. And we see it catch a fire or flip, and we can see a child in there, and we can see an old person in there. Consciously, as humans, in our heart, we're just trying to save a life. Now, they may not
right,
be
right.
no good. They may be the head of KKK. They might have hung many
right.
black. If we knew their background, then we would have a different change of heart, people based on. But if you go by your human conscious is what
right.
leads us to do what's right and what's wrong. So basically, I just wanted to throw that in. I think instead of who's right and who's wrong, things are a conscious matter. Because there's people who have got abortions that I've known personally and have told me later in secrecy, I regret that I live with that nightmare. I hate I did that, whatever, because see,
right.
it falls back
right.
on unconscious. Especially if we talk
mm-hmm.
right and wrong. If we have the God-fearing and we say, God, help us, strength. If we got spirituality, it centers around spirituality, but it all comes back to a human conscious. And then that conscious activates your heart and making a decision where you can be able to see if you can live with it. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate it, Carla. Right on.
Okay,
Carla,
nah,
he was
you.
On point. Yeah, definitely. What we got? What you want to do? Can we get another call or what you want to do? Can we make it quick or wrap it up?
We can try if you guys want to. Area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment, make it plain.
You got to make it quick.
Okay.
Make it plain.
Okay, I want to speak on the abortion. As men, we might as well shut up about it. We don't have no right. We don't have no say in it. We don't even have the right to the children that we produce. Unless you got money, so you can go get. You have to buy your right through a lawyer. So basically, women, they're gonna do what they do. Now, if you in there for like your second abortion, and you think you got the okay, I got two, you know, two for one deal. No, after your second time, you should be sterilized. Taking abortion, sterilization.
They sterilize off the break.
Yeah. And then they talk about sterilized young boys. You know how many of these dumb young boys are going to be running around here having sex with no condom? And AIDS is running pop. They try to downplay AIDS. They trying to downplay AIDS. I know y'all seen the commercial. But back
mm-hmm.
when we were coming up, AIDS was the worst thing you could get. And I was taught between my father and the group home, sex wasn't something you played with. Irresponsibility, you can get STD.
That's a fact, yeah.
And
yeah. Sure not. Mm-hmm.
I knew everything.
Yes, indeed. We got to wrap it up, Carla. We can sign off.
Yes, thank you so much. I hate we didn't get a chance to get to all the callers. I'm sorry about that. We tried, but just please tune in with us next week if you can.
Yeah.
So any last words?
Yeah, tune in next week so I can tell you how. Tune in next week so I can show y'all my master plan on sterilizing all the males on the planet.
I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in with us. Please tune in with us each and every Sunday. Like always, any show topic ideas, send us an email at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. That's it. See you next week. Appreciate you. Peace.
Waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.
Like,
mm.